This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
There's just this heartbreaking story about this 12-year-old girl who has been told that she will not be put on the heart transplant list because she's not been vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu. This is Cincinnati Children's Hospital that is telling her it will not treat this girl. They've been treating this girl for close to 10 years. Her parents adopted her from China when she was 4, knowing that she had this heart issue and that she would be needing a transplant at some point.
Right.
And were obviously hopeful and had no issues getting care up until when the time came to get the heart transplant. And all of a sudden they're saying, you can't do that. And this didn't come out until later yesterday, but it sounds like this girl is a distant relative of J.D. Vance. It says
by marriage, right?
Yeah, it says yes. A distant relative of the VP by marriage through his half-siblings. So a bit of a stretch, but that's the headline that I've started to see.
Well, if you're going to have a connection that's going to pay off for you, that might be a good one.
You know what? I was going to say, yeah. If the name recognition will help and he can pull some strings to tell them how absolutely pathetic their rule is, please, by all means, do so. Listen to part of the story when they were talking about. The woman you're going to hear is the mom of this girl.
I called the child's advocate from Cincinnati Children's to see if they could help us with a religious exemption and so forth. And he came back and said that they said they're not going to change the policy and this is what it is. And we are more than welcome to go find another hospital if we didn't like it.
Janine says she's frustrated because she says her daughter is healthy other than the heart condition. She says the situation gives her anxiety.
It's not right. It's, we don't believe in doing the vaccination part of it.
We reached out to Cincinnati Children's Hospital about the issue and a spokesperson sent us this statement. At Cincinnati Children's, clinical decisions are guided by science, research, and best practices. We tailor care plans to each patient in collaboration with their family to ensure the safest, most effective treatment.
You know what I have to say to that? Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you for your disgusting, pathetic policy, and shame on you for your terrible research, because if you actually did your research and looked into what's come out, you would see that they have finally acknowledge that what was sold to people as this very safe COVID-19 vaccine is not. And please, someone enlighten me. What the heck does you being vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu have anything to do with you getting a heart? Seriously, like somebody answer that question for me, because in my mind, there's absolutely no connection.
There's more to the story because they claim, and it's almost like they're going back and using COVID crisis numbers to make this policy. That's it, because they said that they lost In the beginning of the pandemic, we had many transplant patients become deathly ill. We lost a number of our transplant patients to COVID-19 because they're more likely to have severe outcomes. The first year after transplant is when they're at the highest risk, and they do have a lifelong risk of severe disease, and transplant patients are dying because of COVID-19.
So let the person make that decision. If they want to take that risk, let them take that risk and tell them, here's what we're seeing. I don't even believe that. I believe there's likely other factors at play, and that maybe they also had COVID, and that, but that wasn't ultimately what did it. But okay, fine. Have them sign a waiver saying, I acknowledge that I could be at a higher risk of COVID-19, whatever. But to tell somebody that you just straight up won't do the heart transplant because of that is just awful.
It's a death sentence. So you're saying basically, we're going to condemn you to death and not give you this transplant, because if we did and then you got COVID-19, you might die anyway. Really? I mean, could you imagine being the parent when that news was delivered? I'd want to stand up and throat punch somebody.
I can just imagine what my parents would do that situation.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many options you have or how many other healthcare systems you can go to that don't have that policy. I mean, that's the key, the big question. They said you're welcome to seek services somewhere else. Where do you go? Do you go to every transplant service in America and try to find one that says, hey, we're going to do this? They probably already got a list of people, so you're far down the list at that point.
Right. I mean, I know they are trying to find a different transplant center. They have a GoFundMe page that, as of yesterday morning, has already raised more than $50,000. And I assume, with this story getting as much attention as it is, and rightfully so, I'm guessing it's even more now.
Might be interesting if the head of that hospital gets a phone call from the White House.
Please. Seriously, please call J.D. Vance.
If you want any more funding to flow to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, you might want to reconsider this decision.
I mean, this just goes back to the COVID era when people, patients were being told they couldn't be treated for other things, not just transplants, but other conditions if they were not vaccinated. It just boggles my mind that a hospital could adopt such a terrible policy that just has no... It's not even backed up by research now. Even if they did have this policy, which I think was stupid from the absolute get-go, but let's just say they did, and they felt like they could back it up because you had all this information coming out claiming it was safe, and anyone who said otherwise was silenced. Well, now that's just not the case anymore. So why would they not change their policy? Just like all these companies, like Meredith, that used to own KMOV when I worked there, they forced it on all of us, obviously, which is why I lost my job. Well, guess what? They, like many other companies, dropped their mandate for all their employees once they realized this was no longer a thing. It was no longer pandemic level.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more. all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the vaccine does not work.
Yes. No, I agree. We had that interview on. I was trying to find it the other day with the doctor who's written the book about the Pfizer papers. I'm not immediately finding that, Carl, here. But
Naomi Wolf,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get her on the show. We've gone through her publisher to get her on here. She talked about the statistics and how many, particularly young children, had lasting health effects from the vaccine, and her claim is that Pfizer knew it and encouraged people to get it anyway.
Yeah, because they were making, you know, millions and millions of dollars off of it. They say it's free. Well, no, it's not really free. You might not be paying anything out of pocket that moment that you go get it, but it's still being paid for. Pfizer's not just out of the kindness of their heart saying, you know what, we just really want to help people here. We're going to make sure that everyone gets the shot for free. No charge. That's just bogus. So they are getting paid, buku bucks.
Yes.
Sharon on Facebook is saying, I'd be suing that hospital to the moon and back. There's many doctors that disagree with that position on the COVID jab. I totally agree, Sharon. I'd be suing as well. The problem, though, is that many of these doctors, in particular, who are tied to these big hospital groups, they have this whole thing of you have to push this down everyone's throats. And if you don't, or if you say anything negative about these vaccines, in particular the COVID vaccine, you're at risk of losing your medical license. So how many people who spent years and hundreds of thousands of dollars working for their degree are going to throw it away because of this vaccine? Now, if you have integrity, maybe you would be, some of them did do that, but yes. I can understand why it's tough. You're the breadwinner of the family. I mean, it's just awful.
How many other times has this happened when the patient in this case didn't happen to have a connection like the vice president of the United States? I mean, how many times has this happened and you just never hear about it?
Yeah, I mean, I've read headlines about people who have died waiting for a transplant, and you just hope that that's not the outcome with this adorable 12-year-old girl, Adeline Deal.
We're not talking about somebody's job. We're talking about somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making these decisions. It's not unlike COVID when the hospital systems in St. Louis and in St. Louis County, you could not go get ivermectin or a prescription for it from any doctor connected with Barnes Jewish or any of the local hospital systems.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came down from on high that we're not accepting that as part of protocol. That's how what's referred to it as. And I would argue that across this country they cost hundreds of thousands of lives.
And really, my take on that would be that Big Pharma's not profitable off a lot of these medications, why they don't
Pennies
want
the
them.
Dollar.
They don't want it pushed. I mean, they're just there's so many just dark connections. Everyone's in bed with everyone, you know, there. And it's just anytime you have something like this, it's being pushed on the American people when they're trying to say it's in the name of health. You really need to trace the money. You need to look at the study, who funded the study, who put the money into it, why. I mean, those are the first questions you need to ask. And that's one of the best things I was taught growing up, was not what to think per se. It was how to think for myself, how to be willing to go against the grain. That was so incredibly valuable to learn as a young kid and growing up into adulthood. And you
yes.
can see from my life and the way I've lived it that's still how I feel. You know, I'm not going to, if you go left, I'm more than willing to go right. You know, and I'm not saying it's not scary sometimes or I haven't hesitated, but we have to be willing to push back on these things and stand up for truth and what's right. And even though it gets ugly, at least you can walk away from a scenario saying, I still have my integrity. I stood up for what's right.
And people appreciate that. Yeah, they do.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.